Okay, actually, I could not see any line, but maybe after you live here for a while, you can, because these differences do emerge as they do in any communities that live beside each other. So here are communities with the same name that live beside each other. And we asked our friends at KCUR for guidance on this. Kansas City, Kansas versus Kansas City, Missouri. Here's their reporter, Sylvia Maria Gross.
Perhaps the question was best asked in the 1933 W.C. Fields film International House.
This Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri.
Fields' character has piloted his helicopter somewhere into China.
Maybe you're lost.
Kansas City is lost. I am here.
People around here take the distinction very seriously. I realized how seriously when covering a public forum of candidates for superintendent of the Kansas City, Missouri schools. One woman in a red suit kept saying how much she'd like to work in Kansas until the crowd couldn't take it anymore.
Kansas City, Missouri.
People want you to know that, oh, I'm from Kansas City, Kansas. Or they want you to know I'm from Kansas City, Missouri.
Cy Brown is a financial planner, originally from Little Rock, Arkansas. These days, he's based in Kansas, but has clients from both states.
The Missouri side is a little more, or pretend, or intend to be a little more upscale than the Kansan side, because they're more laid back over here, more rural, at-home type, go to sleep, no lock your door at night.
Casey Kay and Casey Moe, as they're known, are part of the same metropolitan area, just separated by a river and a road called State Line. In the course of a day's business, you might cross back and forth several times. Then there are folks like Jack Dinkle of Kansas, who avoid Missouri at all costs.
Very seldom, because I hate that. I have to fight to park, and one way this way, and then you get in the road. I very seldom.
I've heard a probably apocryphal story about a Kansas girl whose father wouldn't let her move just a few blocks across state line. He said she would get raped. Maybe extreme, but it speaks to the mistrust, which goes back a long way. State Line Road separates Casey Kay and Casey Moe for about 20 blocks. It's just a regular two-lane street. On the Missouri side, there's a dive bar called Twin City Tavern. It's been there since the 1930s, when Casey Moe openly flouted Prohibition. Everyone seems to know each other here, and they come from both sides. Tom Pretzel grew up in Missouri.
I mean, Kansas City is just a great place. I mean, friendly people, honest people. But you don't want to stray too much farther from state line if you're from Missouri, right? You know, those Jayhawkers are still out there.
Tom's kidding, I think. But the rivalry goes all the way back to the Civil War, when the state line was the scene of bloody battles between the Jayhawks, who wanted Kansas to be a free state, and Missouri slave owners. There's a lot of other things that tell you where you are. Casey Kay has better public schools. Casey Moe has the museums. The major sports teams, the Chiefs and the Royals, are in Missouri. But Casey Kay now has a huge NASCAR track. Each side claims the superior barbecue. But differences aside, there's one thing everyone in the two cities can agree on. They can't stand people from the ritzy suburbs. For NPR News, I'm Sylvia Maria Gross.
Maddie, here's what I want to know, Alex. Is it Missouri or Missouri?
An excellent question, and we're going to answer that this week when we broadcast from Kansas City. Madeline, talk to you later.
Talk to you then.